This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The United Nations said Monday it would stockpile 1 billion syringes around the world by the end of 2021 to be used for the delivery of any future coronavirus vaccine. UNICEF, the UN Children's Fund, said it aims to get 520 million syringes in warehouses by the end of the year to guarantee an initial supply in countries ahead of the vaccine. UNICEF said in a statement, quote, the world will need as many syringes as doses of vaccine, end quote. UNICEF said it was also buying 5 million safety boxes for used syringes. After shutdown swept entire nations during the first surge of the coronavirus earlier this year, some countries and U.S. states are trying more targeted measures as cases rise again around the world. New York's new round of coronavirus shutdowns zeroes in on individual neighborhoods, closing schools and businesses in hotspots measuring just a few square miles. Spanish officials limited travel to and from some parts of Madrid before restrictions were widened throughout the capital and some suburbs. Italian authorities have sometimes quarantined spots as small as a single building. Some countries have reinstituted nationwide closures. Others hope smaller-scale shutdowns can work this time. According to AP, new virus relief will have to wait until after the November election. Congress has passed the point at which it can deliver more coronavirus aid soon, with differences between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Republicans, and President Donald Trump proving insurmountable. Trump's Republican allies are reconvening the Senate this week to vote on a virus proposal, but it's a bill that failed once before and that Trump himself now derides as too puny. For more on these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.